Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 33.
R-I-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness with Monday.
With that, we're starting this thing. This is on the go right now. So, Uncle Sam, if you would please, give me your intro.
Well, hello there, my name is Rickon, and today I'm with people on the Ridiculous Podcast stuff. Misha, your turn.
Hi, I'm Misha, and I'm from England. Not a very good intro, but...
That's perfect. That's more than what I've asked for. That's awesome. Fantastic. So, I mean, really, this was a very strange, like, beginning for this podcast. I know Uncle Sam through Twitter, and... You said to me that you would like to be on the podcast. So here at The Ridiculousness, I believe everybody really should have a voice. And yeah, I thought I'd invite you on. And you said you wanted to bring a friend on. So yeah, cool. The more the merrier. I've just learned how to do like group things on Skype. So brilliant. Let's rock and roll with this. So here we are. It's beautiful, really. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, brilliant.
Learn everything new every day.
Exactly. Life is short, but for me, it's shorter than you guys, I guess. Because you are both sort of in the younger age category. We're not going to say your ages because I don't know if that really is relevant at all. But yeah,
don't really care.
Exactly.
I'm 53 years old.
Nice. That's the perfect age for me, I think, really.
I'm too.
That's too young. Too young. No, sorry.
Too young.
I have to draw the line somewhere. You know, it's got to be drawn somewhere.
Yes.
But no, so yeah, there's a bit of an age gap between you and I. I have to say I'm an old man now. It's rubbish. But I'm in touch with modern day things. I know who Justin Bieber is, so you know. And
that's like a year late. I mean, his whole thing was a year ago.
That's what happens with old people, though. It's we get things on a delay, essentially. Yeah, not so good. I only know about Justin Bieber because they sung some songs of his on Glee, and that's so. Yeah, it's from there, really.
You watch Glee?
I do. It's kind of funny. The music's all right.
I don't watch Glee. And I'm like really into music, and I should probably watch it, but I don't because I'm too busy watching I'm a Celebrity or Disney Channel because I'm still a kid.
Oh, fantastic.
It's fine watching Disney Channel because I've just been watching Codename Kid Next Door for about 3 hours.
Well, I've been on The Walking Dead, so I technically watch TV today.
Oh, nice. Well done. I don't really watch an awful lot of TV, really. I don't have... like TV plugged into the back of my TV, if you see what I mean. It's just all through a computer or through my PlayStation.
You have you don't have a TV plugged into the back of your TV.
Well, you know, the TV cable. I haven't got any TV cable plugged into the back of my TV.
Oh, so you've just got a monitor.
Well, yeah, essentially, it's just a TV with a PlayStation plugged into it.
I'm quite lucky because I get Sky Plus in my room. Well, Sky Plus HD actually. So, and I have my Xbox in my room and my laptop in my room. Basically, I have everything in my room.
I've got internet and piracy websites. I'm good.
Is it all like torrent stuff, or what? You just stream it? Oh, I don't know.
I don't like download them because I'm not stupid. I just like watch them on illegal websites because you can edit this part out, right? Like this. you're not going to send this to the police or anything, are you?
Well, I was thinking, maybe, you know, I'm just collecting... No, of course not. No, not at all.
Good. I'd move there for a second.
Speaking of illegal downloads, my friend, she uses it and, like, she tried to make me watch Saw, and I was just sitting there in, like, just thinking, don't listen to it, and all I could hear was these terrifying screams, and I was, like, absolutely,
no.
Like... oh my god, why am I here? And then she was going up into my ear at night going, Jigsaw's coming to get you, and I couldn't get asleep that night. I hated her from that.
Oh my days, that's
fucking
I'm not really into stuff like that.
No.
Hilarious.
I don't really like the graphic horror films that, you know, I mean, the kind of torturous ones. That's not really.
No, I prefer stuff like zombies.
Do you like Final Destination? I love that film. The deaths in that are just fucking hilarious.
They are pretty funny. They are pretty funny. And it's tongue-in-cheek with that one. Although I think they got worse as they went along. After number three, I think. After number three.
I actually like three. Three was my favourite.
I like number three. I like that one a lot. It was probably... It was pretty cool, and the deaths were awesome. But after that, it is essentially the same film over and over again with different people.
I couldn't give a crap about the actual film. I just like watched the deaths over and over again because they're so unrealistic and bloody hilarious.
Yeah.
Chopped in half by a fucking wheel.
That was ridiculous.
It was a bit funny how it really looks fake, and I'm not really into gore, and I had to literally like have a pillow when I watched Final Destination because I'm so not into horror movies. But when I watched it, I was expecting something really badly. But when this guy got like crushed, his head got crushed from the gym set thing he was playing on. I forgot which Final Destination it was. I was actually like expecting something really gory because I've seen more gory stuff than that, and I was actually just sitting there like, what was that? I've just watched something that was really bad effects. No offense, people are like Final Destination.
The one where that gymnast girl's doing the loop de doo dahs and she's like with a pin, and she just like, you'd expect it to land on her head and break her neck, but then like her spine is just combusted and she looks like a pretzel.
Oh.
I was too scared to watch that one. My friend was like, oh, watch this one. She like breaks her back and it's really funny because she's like...
It is.
I'm just like, no, I'm not watching it. I don't want the sight in my head. It's just... No, just don't.
It's bloody hilarious. You have to see it.
I'm not.
I know, though, the moment when I'm going to bed and I close my eyes and all the lights are off, that is just going to be running through, just on repeat, for hours as I try to get to sleep. So I can't... It's not my cup of tea, really. I certainly like zombie films and, you know, monster films and stuff like that, but like,
yeah.
Gore for gore's sake, it's not necessary. And
but it's bloody funny.
I mean, like, when it's used in like a tongue-in-cheek setting, absolutely. You know what I mean? Some of my favourite horror films have tons of like gore in it, but like it's delivered in a funny way, if you see what I mean. When it's just there, just for the sake of having it there, it's not really intelligent. There's no real like meaning behind it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, I'm more like that. Like, I'm more into zombie things. Like, I don't really like playing horror games, but I like playing like Slender Man and The Walking Dead.
The game's just called Slender. So
well, yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Way, really. It's splitting hairs there, really, aren't
and
you?
It's but, a bit funny because like everyone's like, oh my god, it's so scary when I come to play. I'm just like, it's just a tall man with no face and shows up on your screen if you come too close to him.
Can I refer to when you were talking to me a few weeks ago and you were watching that PewDiePie video of the Slender Man and you shat yourself?
Yeah, but when I watch people play it and they like scream their heads up, it scares me. But when I come to do it and there's no one screaming in my ear, it's not that bad actually. So I'm all right with it.
To be totally honest, I get scared playing regular Minecraft, so I can't play other games.
Scariest game ever.
It is pretty scary. It's the mobs, it's the skeleton. Oh, I don't know, going underground in the caves and it's all dark and I can't see.
I hate spiders in real life, so in Minecraft they're even worse. Because it's like, I think I'm safe. Nope, spider.
Oh, dear. Yeah. But I can't stop playing it, though. It's my favourite game. Probably.
I actually played it in about 7 months. I don't know why. It's just these like snapshots and shit have just really like messed it up for me.
I've kind of got banned from playing it because like when I play on it, I normally go on servers and stuff, and it kind of uses up all my Wi-Fi. So my mom like tells us often like, because I think we get 30 gigabytes of Wi-Fi a month, and I spent like 60 gigabytes, so we went really overdue just for me playing Minecraft too much. So I can only go on it so long, so I'm mostly on Sims or Walking Dead or something.
Oh, okay, now that's cool.
Sims is bloody awesome. I'm going to get criticised as shit for playing The Sims because like a lot of people say it's a girls game, but it's fucking amazing.
I love The Sims.
I'm a hobo in a classy tuxedo. I sleep in a sleeping bag in the park, yet I'm in a like really expensive tuxedo.
It's fantastic. Are you what you play like Sims 3 or cuz I don't know if my computer's good enough to play that.
My laptop's like someone took a TI-82 and shot out a baby.
I just play it on my laptop, and my laptop isn't technically that good, but I play on Sims 3 and I've got like tons of expansion packs. But at the moment I'm playing as Katy Perry cuz I've got that Katy Perry one where you get to be a superstar.
Oh, wow.
That's just a waste of money.
No, it's not.
But I like
Katy Perry's awesome.
Yes, but in The Sims... Oh, there.
I want to get Supernatural.
Stupid, not sexy.
I want to get Supernatural. That looks good. Because you got to be like a zombie or a fairy or a werewolf or just a ton
of... Yeah, the towns in that are just really weird. It's like there's nothing normal in it at all. It's a tiny town.
That's the whole point. Supernatural. It's not meant to look normal.
Yeah, but it's like it just completely takes away like what Sims is meant to be, like the whole like sort of real, but then it just like blows your face up.
Well, that's the whole point of the expansion packs, though, isn't it? Really, you know what I mean? You have The Sims as it is, just standalone, and then if you want the extra ridiculous stuff, you buy the expansion packs. So it's settling both areas of the market, because I mean I get confused by all the extra stuff, so I can't put that on. Because it just confuses me. There's too much then for me to do. I get confused very easily.
I would get expansion packs if they weren't the exact same price as the retail game.
That's a very good point. They are bloody expensive.
I only get them for my birthday and Christmas because like my mum's just like, no, it costs too much. I'm not going to get you them. You can wait till later.
Oh dear! See, I have to buy my own stuff now. I mean, obviously, I get stuff for like Christmas and that, but and my birthday. But it's not really from parents and stuff like that. I have to work. It sucks. I hate it. But you know, it's all right, really. I have a nice-ish job. I work in a supermarket. I work in Sainsbury's, which isn't too bad. It used to be. I used to work on a deli counter where I would slice ham and cut cheese, which was pretty cool.
That is the coolest job ever. Because
I'd actually rather work there than Sainsbury's. Like
somewhere. You're just like there with a massive knife, and if anybody talks shit about you, you literally just pick the knife up.
Yeah, no, you pick the knife up, you jump over the counter, and you bang in the side of the head. That's what you do. That's what I did, and that's why I don't work there anymore. So or you could go a little bit like the film. Have you seen The Wrestler? The film The Wrestler.
Oh yeah, I've watched that.
Yeah, yeah. He works in a deli counter as well. That's his part. That's his job, and he does the wrestling stuff on the side. And and he sticks his hand in the spoiler alert. He sticks his hand in the slicer at the end. We have those slicers at work, and I always dreamed of one day just like snapping and be like, pop in the crowd. You know what I mean?
I don't get why he put his hand in it though. It's like,
well, no, it's popping the crowd, isn't it? That's what he wanted to do. It's like when he uses the razor blade to he blades. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. He just wanted to shock the crowd because that's what wrestlers want to do, isn't it?
I'm never going in Subway again. Sorry. This is terrible. I'm joking. I'm fine.
No. we're talking about a deli counter. It's totally different. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I like Subway. Subway's nice.
Subway is the best place ever.
Mm.
The only thing that annoys me is you say exactly what you want at the start, and they're like, do you want it like hot? And I'm like, no, I would have said at the start if I wanted it hot. Do you want added tuna? No, I want meatballs. Just give me 6-inch Italian meatballs and a Coke.
Is that it? Is that your order? Nice.
That's what I get every time I go to Subway.
I get a foot long herb and cheese Italian BMT with all the veggies. All the extra stuff with double meat and double cheese. I believe if they can't close the Subway, that's a good Subway. If they can't close that sandwich, that's my sandwich then. Brilliant. And the salt and pepper. You've got to have a little bit of salt and pepper. And Chipotle Southwest as the sauce. Oh my God, it's the best thing in the world.
So if they hand you it and it's closed, will you like throw it back at their face? And
just be like, yeah, it's physically impossible for them to really close it. They have to kind of just hold it down and then wrap it up in paper really quickly. It's funny. It's brilliant watching them do it.
Am I like the only one that's normal and only has like a tuna in the like Subways? Because I only have tuna because that's the only thing I like at Subway. Because I'm the most, even though I'm probably like really skinny, I am so unhealthy. I don't have any fruit whatsoever or any vegetables. I can't remember the last time I had a fruit.
I don't eat. I literally, I'm sitting here with a Dr. Pepper, a milkshake, a bunch of bourbons, a packet of 12 packets of hula hoops. And that's just the stuff around me. There's plenty more in my room. And yet I'm like the skinniest person you will ever meet.
I'm one of the skinniest people you'll ever meet as well. It's brilliant. I mean, I have filled out a little as I've got older. And also I quit smoking. So I gained a little bit of weight through that. But
well done. Well done.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been 2 years now, 2.5 years that I've given up smoking cigarettes. It's good.
I would applaud you for quitting, but for just starting smoking in the first place, you lose all respect from me.
I know. I know. It was when I was very young, very young. And yeah, I wanted to fit in. This is really embarrassing. It's a really embarrassing reason, but this was my reason. I wanted to fit in at school. I wanted those people who used to bully me, I wanted to be their friends. I didn't want them to bully me anymore. So they all smoked, and I thought, well, if I smoked, they'll be my friends. You know what I mean? Because I'll hang out with them. And it bloody worked as well. I elevated my social status at school just by smoking.
Actually, smoking can help you with, like, the confidence and shit. Because, like, you just, like, you deliberately, like, forget a light or something. And then you ask somebody else for a lighter. you just get better at talking to people by asking people for a lighter.
Well, I suppose that's quite true. That is quite true. I'm certainly, I have no problems with talking to strangers. I really don't mind. I'll listen in on people's conversations and I'll join in if I think it's necessary. I don't really care. I've made some nice friends just by talking to strangers in the street. It's good stuff.
Yeah, well, I've actually just finished doing a biology test because we were just learning about smoking and that.
Oh.
And like, and it's like these girls, they're like meant to be like the toughest people ever. And when this video came on and this thing of these person's lungs, they were all like freaking out and they ran out of the classroom. And I was just like, seriously, you're meant to be like the toughest girls and meant to bully everyone. And you run out of a room just because of a little picture of some really bad lungs. Like, seriously, get a grip of yourself.
Oh, I was in, I think I was in biology. And then they pulled up a picture of a hand with like the skin on the palm missing to show like the veins and the muscles and stuff. And then everyone's like, oh, and others were like, oh, that looks so cool.
It's not that bad, really, is it? You know.
And then I just said the most randomest thing ever. Don't you think a thumb looks like a chicken drumstick?
Well, no, it does. It does. It looks like a little mini chicken drumstick. And certainly one that you get from, like, one of the takeaways up at the corner. Because they use, well, some of the ones that use the shitty chicken. And it's all just small, shriveled up bits that are just stuck in their little hot counter.
Hello, girl in the call. Talking about thongs, freaking hell. See, this is what Uncle
thumbs,
Sam does.
Thumbs.
What? Thumbs. You know
the thumb. The thumbs, not thumbs.
Fifth finger on your
hand. Although that's,
I can't believe
I'm not
like,
going to start talking about thongs.
I thought it sounded like it. I'm so sorry. I'm just like, oh my. Oh,
that was a nice comedy of errors there. Well done, well done.
Oh my god, I was like, what?
So, Cole, anyway, you know, we were talking about zombie movies earlier. We're going to change the conversation. What's your favourite zombie movie then that you watch?
Zombie. Well, like, yeah, Zombieland, but if I had to say game, it would probably be The Walking Dead because I've literally just finished playing it. And I was crying my eyes out. I even messaged Uncle Sam saying, I'm crying my eyes out. And he was like, fine. I was like, oh, I've just finished playing The Walking Dead in episode 5. And it's like really sad. And he was like, oh, I laughed at it. And I just said, F off. And he was like, I'm joking. And I'm just like, but I'm so actually, sad. How can you say that?
I actually never played that game because I don't like point and click games. Actually, I don't like point and click games. I don't like point and click games. Yet I've went through every single story on Katawa Shoujo.
Have you played it, Martin?
I haven't played the Walking Dead version, but I have played the Back to the Future one, and they're all Telltale games, aren't they? They're all made by the same people, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with the style of gameplay. I haven't got around to playing the Walking Dead one yet, though, which I do want to do, but I don't get much time to play computer games now anymore, unfortunately. I'm too old, and I have too many other responsibilities now, and it's rubbish.
What is more important than video games?
Well, you know, keeping the roof over
school,
my head.
Education.
Well, unfortunately,
food,
I've
water.
There is, you know,
water's free.
Well, no,
you have
it's
to pay for it.
I think you'll find water is not free, unfortunately.
Yeah, isn't it part of the human rights?
No.
Yeah, but if you like own a house, you have to pay for your water bill and that for like
you pay
your shower,
water rates,
you're drinking
yeah.
it, you're just basically. When I was younger, I used to be like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult. I get a, like, because when I was little, I had this like this little dream that when I got older, I'd buy a bag of sugar and I'd just eat all the sugar out of. That was the first thing I wanted to do as an adult when I was little. I was like, when I get older, I want to have a bag of sugar and just eat it.
Okay, so I can just imagine now a line of kids saying what they want to be when they're older. It's like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse. I want to eat sugar.
I just want to sit there with a bag of sugar and a spoon and not move till I finish the lot.
Nom, nom, walking dead. Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, dear. Do you know, I actually have a friend that just eats sugar. They get the little, you know, the little single serving sachets of sugar that you get like in a coffee shop and stuff. Like, she'll just rip open the top of those and like throw them down her neck. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Doesn't Selena Gomez do that or something?
Oh, maybe that's maybe how she won Justin Bieber, I guess. Maybe he really likes that. He likes, you know, seeing all the sugar flying around.
Well, he obviously doesn't, considering he broke up with her.
I don't know. I thought they got back together. I don't know.
That was actually extremely hilarious because she like ran out crying, but nobody like noticed. So she went back in and did it again.
Uncle Sam, how do you know all of this? Are you like Justin Bieber's top number one stalker or something?
No, I go on the internet. Internet knows everything.
Yeah, you just search up Justin Bieber facts. Ooh, Selena Gomez. Ooh, I'm free. I'm ready to
date now. Forums and stuff.
Do you go on Justin Bieber forums then? Is that the?
No, I go on 9Gag.
Oh, I see.
Nine five.
Speaking of movies, has anyone seen Twilight? Oh my god, I love it. But like, cause you're a man, men really don't watch Twilight. But I've seen a couple of people from my school that have said they've watched it. So I just wanted to know if one of you saw it here.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen Twilight. I am too appalled by what they've done to like vampires in general to go see the movie or read the books, because they've changed the rules quite drastically about vampires in that film, and I don't know. It's a little weird.
I saw this this post on Funny Junk, which is one of the forums I go on. When I was a kid, vampires and werewolves were scary, and you shit yourself every night because of them. Nowadays, everybody wants to go out with them. And I was like, yes.
I don't know. It's like, it's a pretty cool like love story. Like as a romance, it works really well. You know what I mean? He's like this immortal, like brooding being, and like all this stuff. I can totally understand how people like it, but yeah, it's not my cup of tea, unfortunately. So
you think we just like wrote it and we're like, okay, this is amazing. We need a part where he goes out in the daylight. Oh no, let's just make him sparkle instead of burn in hell.
Hey. That's one of my favourite movies, just getting there.
Sorry.
It's but all right.
is that the newest one, then, that you've seen? Because there's this one that's just come out, isn't it? Yeah. What's it called?
Breaking Dawn Part 2. Part of the Twilight Saga.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, God, yeah, no, because they do all the movies in, like, two parts now and stuff, don't they? Everything's, like, super long these days. I don't understand.
Yeah. But it's like, if you're a girl, it's worth seeing. If you haven't seen it yet, it's worth seeing because if you're into like, well, as Uncle Sam said about wanting to date them, it's kind of true now. And when you watch the Twilight movies, you kind of get jealous of Bella or Kristen Stewart dating either.
It's Kristen Stewart that plays Bella.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart plays Bella.
Is there a sex scene in it?
Yeah, there's a sex scene in Breaking Dawn Part 1, and there's a sex scene in Breaking Dawn Part 2.
A Kristen Stewart sex scene is worth like watching anything.
Isn't it true though that like oh again, spoiler alert, the baby eats its way out of her stomach, is that right?
Because Edward's a vampire and Bella's not, the babies obviously half vampire and like it has a diet of human food and blood. So it's like eating like Bella's insides, and they have to try and get the baby out like ASAP. And then at the end, she dies, and then like he
Yay!
bites her, and then she wakes up as a vampire, and then it ends there. And then this is where Breaking Dawn Part Two comes in.
Booyah. See, well, you know what I mean? There's like, I like that as a concept. I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't
The
know.
only thing I know of Twilight is that the Jacob dude never keeps his shirt on. That's
Oh, I
all.
hate Jacob, so it's all right
I
because
was
he's.
that was going to be my next question. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob? And I
I'm
guess,
Team Edward.
yeah, I
Have
guess
you
you just
ever
answered that.
watched Vampire Hunter?
I'm Team Person Who Almost Ran Bella Over in a Bus.
Okay, that's I think you're the only person in that team, to be honest, but
Oh no, I saw it on once again Funny Junk. There was about, was it 3,000 likes?
okay. Oh, cool.
Have any of you seen Vampire Sucks? It's like
No, I
a person, it's like a film that like takes the mick out of
yes, it's a
Twilight.
parody. It's called a
Yeah.
parody or a spoof.
Really wanted
Yeah.
to, but I just couldn't be asked.
Yeah, it's like the Scary Movie equivalent of vampire films. Yeah.
Yeah,
The
because basically
only
for
good
the
movie, like one of those I've ever seen was, I think it was one of those two, superhero movie and disaster movie. The rest of it was shit.
It's funny because like the Jacob comes into Bella's room and she goes, "Why did you just take your shirt off?" And he says, "It's part of my contract. I have to take my shirt off every single day." And then like he ends up spraying himself with some cologne or perfume or whatever you want to call it.
Smellies. He put on
Some
some
smell.
smellies.
Smellies, scented wellies.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. For the festival crowd, the elite chic festival crowd, they wear wellies because it always pisses with rain whenever you go to a festival. And they're gonna smell like shit, obviously, because they're covered in shit. So you get scented wellies. That's brilliant.
That's a $1 million idea. You're not stealing that. I'm doing this. You can work in Sainsbury's
Now
or
piss off, piss off. I'm going on Dragon's Den with this shit. You
No, you're
watch.
not. No, you're not. You can stay working in Sainsbury's.
Uncle Sam, you are too young to go on Dragon's Den,
No, I'm
and
not.
you don't have any money to. Well, I don't have any money because I always end up spending something on something.
I never have any money because I always end up spending it on something. I either spend it on sweets, computer games, or no, that's about it. Sweets
I
and
never
computer
have any
games.
money because Steam sales. Why you be sale? That like Steam, just like it's like sale money. Take all my money.
I don't know. I still haven't bought anything on Steam. I only signed up to it because when I bought Portal 2 on the PlayStation 3, I got a free PC copy of it. But at the time, I didn't have a PC that was good enough to play it. But now I kind of do. I was like, "Oh, cool! Let's get this Steam thing on there." So that's all I've got really is Portal 2, and I downloaded a copy of Black Mesa, the Half-Life remake, fan-made remake thing.
Yeah.
That's flipping awesome. I like that. I like
But
that a lot.
you got a free copy of Portal 2 for the PC with your PS3 version.
Yeah.
How come I didn't get one of my Xbox version?
Ah, because the I don't know why. I don't know. But apparently like Steam like did a deal with like PlayStation 3 or something, I don't know.
Damn
I
it.
only have Walking Dead on Steam, so that's basically it. And I only have on my laptop, I only have Slender and Minecraft and Sims and the Facade, I think it is.
I don't
Facade
know.
or something.
I've got Plants vs. Zombies,
All of that.
because that game is just amazing. I can't.
Yeah.
Again, that's another one. I just put that on. If I've got like half an hour to waste, I just sit there. Because I don't even play the levels anymore. I've just got the greenhouse with all the plants in. I just look after those and water them when they need. It's very sad. I lead a
Yeah,
very sad
basically
life.
you've turned Plants vs Zombies into a massive Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Wow, what's wrong with that,
Well, I'm
Uncle
sad
Sam?
now. Just reminded myself that Tamagotchi was a thing.
Oh, Tamagotchis were brilliant. I used to love them. I had one actually. I think I got one last Christmas. I don't know what happened to it. I used to have a thing where
worst Christmas present ever.
Oh, no.
Feel sorry for you.
No. I don't think that's the worst Christmas present ever.
Actually, yes, you could get a life-size replica of Justin Bieber.
You could get... That would be awesome. I'd put that in the window so it would scare the cats away.
I'd put that in a firing range.
Throw darts at it or something. That'd be cool.
Actually, I've been needing the dartboard. Huh.
Oh, it's just funny. But, like, when I was younger, I thought being an adult was easy. You just got a job and then that was it. But now, when I've learnt about tax and all that,
it
seems so stressful.
It is kind of stressful. You just gotta, like, just get on with it, really. That's the problem. It will only stress you out if you let it stress you out. So you've just got to, like, you know, money will always be a problem unless you can get some crazy gig where, like, you know, like, I don't know, like Yogscast. Yogscast people don't really have to worry about money anymore. You know what I mean? They found a thing that they can do. Obviously, I don't think I'm good enough to be on that kind of scale.
Simon spend, like, I read somewhere that he spent £500 on Jaffa Cakes.
I can totally believe that.
I mean, yeah. How much is a box of Jaffa Cakes? It's like...
It depends where you get them at.
It's about 80 pence, I think.
80 pence for a full box of Jaffa Cakes and spent £500 on them. You could make a fort out of that.
But that's the thing, though, because the amount of revenue they generate through the advertising on YouTube alone, it's going to be phenomenal. They're going to make that in like a week.
And then they've got their game that they're making or have made, I can't remember. And they're getting money from that, aren't they?
Yeah, so I don't know. If you get some crazy gig like that, brilliant, you know what I mean? If you're really skilled at something and you can find a niche where you can get paid for that, brilliant. But otherwise, you're just going to have to join the millions of other people who have, like me, who have regular day-to-day jobs. You know what I mean? You've just gotta make your way through life as you can. The essential thing is that you're happy. As long as you're happy, nothing else really matters.
Because in citizenship at my school, we've been learned to plan our life out, like where we'll move to and all that. So me and my friend have decided that we're gonna move to London. She's gonna go to a professional dance school, and I'm gonna go to a professional music school. And then we're gonna go there. Then I'm gonna find a producer to manage me. Then me and my friend are gonna fly to America, and then find our dreams.
Sweet, I like this dream. This is a good dream.
You actually have a citizenship class that actually does something. My citizenship class in my school was literally, okay, you have £1 million, make a theme park. This isn't citizenship.
To be totally honest, I don't even know what a citizenship class is.
It's basically where you, like, talk about, like, real-life situations. Like, before we were talking about, like, court trials and all that, and if you went to, like, a court, and then now we're talking about, like, houses and, like, how to get one and, like, how much it costs and,
Okay, so it's kind of like life skills, essentially.
You're actually doing something useful. When am I going to get £1 million?
That does sound quite ridiculous, to be totally honest. I don't know, I'm trying to equate that to, like, a class that we had when I was in school, but I don't know, I suppose it's, like...
It's pretty new.
Yeah, we didn't really have anything like that. We had business studies was introduced, like, in my school when I was doing GCSEs and stuff. And I thought it was like, oh, brilliant, I'll do business studies. It's easy, just using a computer, isn't it? It's like a computer course.
That's like what I'm taking for GCSEs.
I took it because I thought it'd be a DOS and I wouldn't have to do much work. You have to do a shitload of work.
That is exactly why I'm taking it, because it's a piss easy one that you get shit and, like, it, like, looks really good.
I don't know. If you do the coursework, you know, if you put in the work, you'll get a decent mark out of it. I, however, did not do any coursework when I was in school, so I didn't get any good marks whatsoever. I got a good mark in drama, and I managed to scrape by a good mark in maths because I was sitting next to a friend of mine who was really clever, and I managed to copy most of his answers. So that worked out pretty good.
See, that's the problem I had in maths, that the last 2 years I sat next to somebody really clever and did horribly. Now I'm sitting next to a dumbass and I'm doing amazing. And it's like the same in every subject. Like, I sat next to someone really clever for the past 2 years in every subject. Now every lesson that I'm sitting next to a dumbass, I'm doing amazing. It's like, This makes no sense. I copied off a clever person. How come I'm doing better?
For my GCSEs, I want to take music, drama, history, and if I get to pick another one, it'll probably be media or something.
Oh, I don't know. I would have loved to have done media studies, but again, we didn't have that when I was a kid.
That's another one that I'm doing, because apparently it's like really easy if you can do IT. So, because I'm doing IT, media, history, business, because I like history, I like IT, media's piss easy, and business is piss easy. So
nice, you're pretty set then. That's good.
Haters gonna hate, haters gonna hate.
Sweet, awesome. We've covered all of the school life and stuff. That's brilliant.
Education.
Oh my god, I don't know. I liked going to school because when I was a kid, I lived out in like this small village, like, and going to school was the only way that I could get to see my friends. I used to really like going to school because I'd get to see my friends and I wouldn't see them any other time. So, yeah, I liked going to school for that.
I would be like that. But I hate absolutely everybody in my school, so I spend 99.999 recurring percent of my time on the internet. So that
talking
point
to me.
That point, well, yeah, that 0.1% is spent at school.
Okay, cool. That's, well, I mean, that's, I got, sorry, off you go.
When I go to school, I like going to school because I see my friends, because it's like a 40-minute drive from where I live to my school.
Wow.
So I don't really want to drive 40 minutes to go and see my friends, like, every day. So I just go.
School is literally like a 5-minute walk down the hill. Actually, it's not even that. It's just because I take so long. If I actually walked at a normal speed, it'd be like a minute till I get there, but I just like waste time.
I get a bus, so I can't do nothing about that.
Oh, I used to get a bus as well. I used to like getting the school bus. We used to have like a tape radio at the front, and you could put on your cassette tapes, and we'd record tapes. I'd get the top 40 on Radio 1, and I'd record all of the songs that I liked off there. And that's how we used to pirate music back in the day, was tape it off the radio.
Cassette tape.
Yeah, cassette tapes.
I know what a cassette tape is. See, I'm smart.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make him feel old.
I just listen to my iPhone and talk to my friends and play Dares on the bus, and they're like really funny.
Yeah, it used to be a laugh. You know what I mean? That's what I liked about school, was we all just had a laugh. I do wish that I'd like paid a little bit more attention, because I didn't get anything out of it.
Sainsbury's.
Exactly. I could have got a better job. Yeah.
Could have ended up moving somewhere and going to a, like.
You could have been in America and get stabbed.
Everybody owns knives these days, don't they? That's what I thought.
I have a knife because I want to be. Well, actually, technically, I have a baton. Well, like a metal stick with two rubber ends on it. It's like a club thing I do.
Majorettes.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And I have it next to my bed just in case there's a zombie apocalypse in somewhere and I can beat the heads with it because it's metal
that's
do it.
That's exactly what I do with my cricket bat. I don't play cricket or anything. I just got it so it sits right next to my bed in case there's a zombie apocalypse. I barricade up my door and I just pick up the cricket bat and shove scissors through it.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Pretty intense.
See, I haven't got anything planned for that. I would, if a zombie apocalypse happened, I would probably just shit myself, get in the corner and cry.
That's what I would have originally done if I didn't have the idea. Because I was really not into zombies. When I watched my brother, who is 6, that plays Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh
when
my
I watched
god.
Him, I always used to be like, right, I'm not watching this, I'm leaving the room. And then I always used to have like nightmares at night about it. But now I'm like really into them, so I don't mind. But if it actually comes to the time where there will be an actual zombie apocalypse, I'll probably start crying. I'll probably get my baton, just whack it everywhere, and probably end up knocking myself out.
You just start like spinning it and throwing balls into it, and like sort of like hit them in the face. Then you spin it the wrong way one time, hit yourself in the face.
I'd rather just shoot myself in the head, and it'll be all over. Because I'd die right away.
Then you'll just be like, you know, if humanity beats all zombies and then they find your body, you just be like, shoot yourself in head. Yeah. And then you look at my grave and just be like, died like a badass. America!
Well, the only thing is I don't have a gun, so that'll be quite bad. I just have to, like,
thingy, spin it around, and then put a knife on the end so it can, like, just cut your head off.
Wow, you're pretty resourceful. I like this.
that's quite creepy.
In a zombie apocalypse, get me anything sharp and duct tape, and I can turn a 2x4 piece of wood into a helicopter. I actually did something like that once. I got a 2x4 piece of wood, and then I put like a really like sharp thingy through the middle. I span it, and then it started to like lift off the ground a little bit. It was fucking amazing.
You could be like some sort of inventor when you're like older or something.
Yeah, you're some crazy mechanical scientist here.
Also, I made a clap trap out of cardboard boxes.
A cat trap.
Claptrap.
Oh, claptrap. Oh.
I made that out of cardboard boxes, and it actually moves. I put like a wheel on the bottom. It's actually just an empty duct tape roll, but.
It's some weird stuff you talk about, like, unbelievable. I'm just, like, at home, being a lazy, normal person, and you're here making all these crazy stuff.
I sit here watching YouTube videos, and I need to be doing something while watching YouTube videos, so I make stuff.
You need to take photos of these.
Well, I broke my claptrap because, well, I stood on it, and it's only made out of cardboard.
Well, yeah, that's not going to hold your weight, is it? I know you're super skinny and everything, but... Damn, man, cardboard's not going to hold that.
Cardboard won't even hold a feather.
What the fuck type of bird would that feather come from?
An ostrich? I don't know.
Ostrich feathers are world-renowned for being incredibly heavy. Didn't you know that?
They're like three...
No, I didn't know that. Collect
all the feathers from an ostrich, like, it'll be about the same weight as, like, an entire herd of elephants.
Why not?
That's just the answer
Let's just go with this.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Go with the flow.
Nice. That's a good mantra to have. It's a good saying just to keep repeating to yourself. When I ever get, like, stressed out or, like, tense or anything like that, I always count backwards from 10 just down, breathing and just concentrate on the counting, and it relaxes me again.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Because I had to put it on mute.
Well done. Well done. Smart well done. Person there.
No, someone came into my room.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's all right.
At my school, it's anti-bullying week. Is it anti-bullying week anywhere where you live? Because it's anti-bullying week here, apparently.
It is where I live, but there's nothing at all was done.
It was just presentations about it in assembly, and that was basically it. We had no lessons to do with it or anything.
When do you break up for Christmas?
I don't have a clue, as long as it's, like, really soon, because I just want to have so many lines and just, like, sleep.
I can't remember if it's the 22nd or the 23rd.
That's well late.
No, it's 22nd, because it's when the world's on end.
Oh, I see.
It's on the 18th of December, and we get 2 weeks off or something, I'm not sure.
My school, it starts the 22nd, and then school starts again at the 3rd.
I'm just asking, I know this is really random, but do any of you watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Nope, hate the show.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I don't watch it either. I used to, when it, like, first couple of series, I used to watch it, but... I don't really know many of the people on it.
Do you know... do any of you watch Coronation Street?
I used to.
Again, I used to, but yeah.
It's got... I don't watch the name Rosie Webster on it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware she's in it, because everybody hates her, apparently, or the newspapers hate her.
Yeah, because she came to do this trial... And then she just was like, it was like a hamster wheel and you had to run, and then like these things, like these like little worms would be poured on you. And it didn't even start, she just stood there and she was like, I don't want to do it. And then when she came into camp, she was like, I just froze, I didn't know what to do, it was so hard, I just froze.
The booth thingy with you just talk, and she's like, I gave it my all.
Sorry, I'm back, my dad was just coming in.
Is she the only one that's done the trials, or...?
No, because it's the time of voting now, so the people that do the show, they choose the people now, but in all of the trials, first, I think it was, like, David, and then like they found out about Helen not liking stuff, so everyone just started voting for her.
Because it's funny to watch her doing all that crap.
If I was a celebrity and I went in there, I would just keep myself to myself, just like talk and like have a laugh, but I wouldn't say anything that I'm scared of, because then nobody would like vote me to do any of the like Bush Tucker trials or whatever they're called. Yet I'd still be funny enough to win.
Nice, that's a good tactic.
That's how it's nice tic-tac. That's how everybody should think when they go into that, because it's like you want to win, but you don't want to do the stuff.
Yeah, well, like it's funny because last year Gillian McKeith was on.
Oh my god, hilarious!
Does she get voted to eat the foods?
Yeah, she got voted for everything because.
Because she's horrible, I think, really. I don't like her that much.
She cried, like, almost every week.
Yeah, there was a bit where... I forgot what it was called. Like, she was with Dominic something, and...
Oh, yeah, the comedian. Like,
and she kept fainting. And, like, loads of people on Facebook have made pages where it goes, quick, get the oxygen. Gillian McKeith fainted again because, like, she's fainted so many times.
It was hilarious. They're doing that thing where, like all the other people in the jungle got to watch them do it, and then she was like halfway through it and fainted or something. Yeah, she's like doing something with snakes and fainted.
Yeah, there was a bit where she had to do the live trial. Like this was live, so everyone was watching it. This wasn't like pre-recorded. It was like the one where they have to do tons of trials in front of all their friends, and she hadn't even started, and she just fainted.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, Aunt was like, "Oh, can we get Bob in?" And then, like, Deck was just touching her ankle. Aunt was just like her ankle. It was really funny.
Oh wow!
Everyone was like, "Why was his hand on her ankle?"
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's because she's an alien, and she's got her heart is actually her ankle. She doesn't have a muscle joint there at all. It's just her heart.
Oh, I see. So he was performing, like, CPR, man.
She had a heartbeat in her ankle.
That's a good man. What a stand-up geezer he is. I like Ant and Dec. They were about when I was a kid. That's when they came famous through a program called Biker Grove, which...
Didn't they do that shitty song?
They did do quite a few shitty songs. They had two albums...
I just remember that one side. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yep, that's the song. Let's get ready to rumble by PJ and Duncan.
Sorry, my dad was asking us if I wanted a chicken wrap. I was like, yep.
Oh man, I want a chicken wrap now as well. That sounds really nice. I haven't had.
I have a chicken wrap. Actually, no, it's chicken tikka, so it's even better.
Oh.
Every time I hear someone say chicken tikka, oh, I can't say the word. It reminds me.
That ABBA song.
Yeah, it reminds me of Mamma Mia when they go, Chicka Tita, tell me what's wrong.
I always used to think they actually said Chicken Tikka. I was like...
Yes, Sam.
How can food sing you a song?
I actually thought when they were saying Chicka Tita, like, that was her nickname, as in, like, she was called after chicken and all that, and I was like, what?
Wow, they like curries so much. They wrote songs all about them. That's brilliant.
Weird. Oh.
I still haven't seen Mamma Mia, though.
Oh, you have to see it. Like, I know it's like a musical, and if you're not into musicals...
There's nothing wrong with musicals. I just don't like Pierce Brosnan.
I don't like him. I was like, go for Colin Firth, but then he ended up getting the movie, so I was just like...
And he sings in it as well, and it's really funny. He looks ridiculous. Oh, it is a funny movie, though.
I don't get how you cannot like Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, he...
Creep.
He hasn't got any acting talent. He looks like a bit creep. Of cardboard, and he's a creep. Yeah.
Creep, that's all I can say about it.
James Bond!
Oh, he was a shit James Bond.
Yeah, Daniel Craig's gonna probably be the just best.
He's way better than what's his name that there is now. Daniel Craig. He's way better than him.
Yeah, right.
You actually like Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig's all right.
He's better than Pierce, whatever the thing his name is. I forgot what his name is already.
Have you seen the new James Bond film?
No. I like the song because
Oh, the Adele one.
in school I've been asked to perform it, so I'm kind of practicing to do that. So I have to. So kind of stuck in my head at the moment. That's not.
Wow, that's really cool.
If my school's like really musical, like it's either really sporty at one day and then another day it's all really like musically and
That's
all.
really cool. That's awesome. Have you done any other singing at school? Like what songs?
I was asked to sing in front of sixth formers while playing the piano, and I was like, my knees were shaking while I was doing it. I was like,
Oh my
ooh.
God. Wow. But you did it.
I'm gonna really regret admitting this, but on my last day of primary school, I was asked to street dance in front of the entire school.
Oh my God.
It was only like 200 people, but like at that time, it was like a massive amount of people.
That's a big deal, 200 people.
That's about the amount that's in my year in my current school.
Oh my God. See, I never had to do anything like that. I mean, I was in like plays and stuff, but
I never remember doing one Christmas play, and that was because I had to like jump back and then had to have somebody catch me, and I was crapping myself the entire time because I just kept on because like I wasn't allowed to look back as I jumped because it was like a jump scare thingy, so I just had to jump and hope that he caught me as I.
Oh
When
my
I was in Christmas plays, I was once I was Mary, once I was the guardian angel, once I was like one of the shepherds that got a solo, and then there was just like a load of other random ones because like every year we did one, but I think I only played Mary twice, and that was in
Yeah.
year two and year six, I think.
Oh
Actually,
wow.
come
We
to
had
think, I've only ever been a part of a Christmas play, like a proper like role, and like not just like in the choir thing, even though I can't sing. That was the only time I did it. I was a council man in the Pied Piper.
Oh wow, that's nice. That's a good role.
And
When
I had to sing. It was literally like the entire song was, "We are the council men, stuff, stuff, stuff. Have a nice day, tea." I can't even remember it, but we had shovels and like tea.
Cool. There's nothing wrong with plenty of tea.
I think.
I only did one Christmas play when I was in school, and I was a tree in it. So that really stretched my abilities as an actor, I have to
Your
say.
confidence as well.
Oh, it was terrible. And
Was it
the
what were you
one of
were
your
you
life
were
ambitions? Like, oh, I want to audition to become a tree, so let's become a tree for a day, and when I'm older, I can become a tree.
Yeah, I'm gonna do work experience as a tree.
Were you like Dwayne Johnson in the game plan, where he's just there as a tree, like, yep, I was right.
No, I was the Christmas tree, and I had a green jumper which had like all the little baubles on and stuff, and yeah, because I'm really tall, you see, that's why.
When you were like little, did your mum say, "Oh, because you got the part as a Christmas tree, instead of buying a Christmas tree, why don't we just let you be the Christmas
Do you know
tree?"
what? Actually, they did say that. You're right. They said that I should just stand in the corner of the room. They're going to put the presents around me. Like, no. I want to go outside and play. But yeah, that was.
Speaking of Christmas trees, my sister ruined Christmas for me. Because, like, every year she just started to, like, do the tree by herself. Like, I'd always be told to go to bed. And then, like, as soon as I left, she'd whip out all the stuff and, like, do the tree. And I'd be like, no! I want to do it! And
Oh.
again, this time I did it, I think I put a straw. Like, an actual, like, straw. Like, a drinking straw. I put that on it.
That's not a particularly attractive decoration.
Probably one of my favorite Christmas tree decorations to put up on a tree is like a spiral thing, and it's like kind of like an illusion, like not the black and white one. It's just like there's a little circle and a bigger circle and a bigger one and a bigger one, and they all spin at different times around each other. And it's quite cool, so it's my
Oh yeah,
favorite.
no, I've seen those. Yeah, no, they look really nice. They look really pretty.
The ones
That's
where it
one of
looks like it's like that it's actually drilling something or something. Yeah, those ones.
Oh yeah.
But no, those ones. That's like a spiral one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that Misha's talking about, I guess, is like loads of different circles, all in one big circle. Is
Yeah.
that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like one big circle and then there's just all these little ones and they all like spin at different times, so and they're
Yeah.
all like different colours and they're all like shine and reflect off each other, so they make like
Yeah, yeah.
different things and all that. It's
Yeah.
really cool.
See, that is one thing that I do like about Christmas. It's all like the decorations and stuff. It does look really pretty and everything. I like that. But yeah, Christmas, because when you work in a supermarket, Christmas is horrible. It's really busy, and there's loads of shit everywhere, and everybody asks you for stuff, and I've got to do loads of crap. And Christmas is a horrible time in a supermarket. So
school, everyone was going, "Oh, I've got presents for you. Oh, I've got presents for you." And I'm like, "Oh my god, I'll have to get tons of presents for people, and I can't be bothered going out to get some." So I have like tons of Christmas shopping to do because everyone's like, "Oh, I've got you this really nice thing." Oh, and I'm like, "Oh,
I've got to buy you a present now."
That's the only plus side to not having any friends. You just literally buy presents for your family, and that's it.
That's pretty good. We have to do a secret Santa in our circle of friends.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
Because there's too many of us in our circle of friends for us all to buy presents for everybody. So, yeah, we just buy a present for one each. That's if we see something that, like, oh, that would be perfect for such and such, then we'll get that and, you know, it'd be no big deal. But, you know, yeah. It's nice.
That's like quite cool.
Speaking of, because you're saying something about Christmas decorations earlier, and it reminded me about how everybody in my town is lazy, apart from two people who just go over the top with everything. Like, they have them, like, light up Santa Clauses, and have all, like, the glowing light bulb stuff around the, around the gutters of their house and stuff. And then they just have, like, all the, like, the them really tacky ones that, like, they're all the ones that light up at different times. So it looks like Santa's waving his hand. And that would just be, like, covered everywhere. And I saw this picture on Funny Junk of, like, a house that basically just like that, like, covered in all this tat. And in the house next door, someone used their Christmas lights to write cunt and an arrow pointing to the next door.
You live in a messed up place. I'm sorry, but like
no, I saw that on the internet. I wish somebody would do.
Like not being thing, but I kind of lived in a messed up place as well because there's this lass, and she's 14 and she's just had a baby.
Oh my god! Wow. Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, where I in North Wales is, I think it's the place with the most STDs in young people in all of Britain.
Jesus, this is wow.
Like, we have, I think there's about 14, 16-year-olds who are pregnant, and then there's more of that who actually have babies.
Wow.
Pretty intense stuff you've got there.
That is pretty intense. Man, they should just, like... Oh, that's crazy. It's not like that in my day, I can tell you. God, it's awful.
I kind of wish I lived in your day now because everyone's, like, getting pregnant.
No, in your day, when people were 14, they weren't getting pregnant. They were going to, like, the coal mines.
Yeah, no, I mean, you'd be lucky if you survived to 14. Yeah, if you weren't eaten by a dinosaur or something, you know... You were lucky to get to go to school even. Like no, I mean when I was 14.
I banged my knee on the table.
Oh, careful! There's a table. There's a bit sharp edge there, so you know watch out for that. When I was 14, I used to like hang outside the shop in the village and drink a bottle of it was the first time when Alka Pops had come out, so like. You could, when I was 14, I could go into the shop and I would buy like these cans of Alka Pops. And because they didn't know what they were, they would sell them to us. So we should just get a quick save and buy like 6 packs of Hooch.
You're really messing up your timeline now. You just went from coal mines to dinosaurs to when Alka Pops were like invented. Also, to when QuickSave was a thing.
QuickSave. Oh, I used to love going to QuickSave. They didn't ask me for ID. They didn't do
every
anything.
Every single QuickSave around my area has been turned into Home Bargains.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Home Bargains is awesome, though.
I've never heard. Oh, no, Home Bargains. Yeah, we've got one of those.
I don't really go out shopping. There's just, like, a corner, like, a sweet shop on the corner of my road. And then there's, like, obviously the centre of town. And there's just closed shops, WH Smith, Home Bargains, Poundland.
Oh, I love Poundland.
Places, Game, H&B.
I could spend all day in Poundland.
The best place ever. You go there with, like, £10 in your pocket. You buy all the tat that you don't want. You open it. If it's food, you eat it. You spit it out because it's disgusting. if it's some sort of, like, I don't know, item or something, you look at it for about 30 seconds, and it falls apart in your hand.
That is actually quite true.
That is very true. But for that, you know, 2 hours that I'm looking at all that tat, I'm a happy man, so, you know, swings and roundabouts.
That's actually quite a good advantage for Christmas, so say if you wanted to, like, because in Poundland, it looks like they're quite expensive stuff, but it actually breaks really easily, like the stuff. So you can just buy it. Oh, this was like 10 quid or something.
That,
and then
well,
after
that...
you've used it for like 30 seconds, it breaks, but you're not there. You've like exited the room quickly.
That's it, you've already left.
I know somebody who's like a proper legend. You know when you like buy stuff and it's got that little sticky on-y thingy that says how much it is, yeah? He collects all of those that say £10 or higher. And every time you buy somebody a present, he'll stick that on it before wrapping it up.
Ah, so very clever.
So everything he's buying them, like, expensive stuff, when it's literally, he goes to Home Bargains for everybody.
That's really clever. I like that.
Hey, I've never actually heard of someone, like, giving that idea out before.
I'm going to have to remember system. That for this Christmas. Everyone's going to think I'm really rich.
Everyone at my school thinks I'm really rich because I bring my Beats with me to school.
Oh, and you've got some Beats.
Quality. Obviously, I have an iPhone.
Funniest thing ever to do with Beats. In Turkey, like, everything there is knockoffs, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we go there every year. And this year, my brother decided to get knockoff Beats. Literally, we got home. As soon as we stopped the car, because we have, like, other people living here. Like, we have my grandparents living here. And they, like, opened the door to, like, help us get the suitcases in, yeah? What was one of my dogs, now is my only dog, ran out. And my brother had them, like, on his head. And he jumped on the wire and ripped it. He literally just got out the car and it had ripped.
Well, at least they weren't actual real ones like mine. I don't like to spend my money on cheap sticks. So I like to buy the real things.
So. Well, yes, yeah. There's no point buying knockoffs because they will break.
It was because my dog like ripped them off.
Yeah, but my friend, she got some knockoff Beats. They were Lamborghini themed from Turkey, and the probably second day she wore them, like the bit where you extend them, that bit came off, and she couldn't use them.
Oh no! See, but it's all tat. It all breaks.
When I was on my way to America, going to Manchester Airport, my nana gave me 50 quid and she was like, you can spend this in America on something really nice. And when I got to Manchester Airport, there was a MAC shop, MAC makeup, and I spent 50 quid on their makeup because their makeup is the really nice one. But the thing is, it's like costs like 35 quid for like a bottle of foundation. And yeah, but I've already explained this all to Uncle Sam. I've given him a makeup lesson, haven't I? I've like given him a 30-minute makeup lesson.
It was really funny. She got like all her makeup out and she like started to put it on her webcam. So like at the start it was like perfectly clear quality webcam. By the end of it, it was just smudge.
Oh, that sounds like fun, though. I like that.
It was, because I always like to skit him as, like, saying he's gay and that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to give you some lessons to prepare when you want to become a drag queen. You do this, and you do that, and all that.
Oh, drag queen makeup is the thickest makeup in the world. It's literally, like, 2 inches of foundation.
Oh, that's nothing. People from Essex have at least 4.
Oh, God, yeah, no. People from Essex and drag queens, they use the most makeup in the world.
See, the secret why makeup places have now, like, all their, like, stocks and everything have skyrocketed and all that stuff. The reason why they're making so much money is because they've just bought out everything in Essex and have just opened stores there. They could sell everything for 50p. And would still make about £1 million a year.
But I'm, like, I don't, like, blame people buying so much makeup, because, like, people say, oh, it's all about, like, makeup doesn't really matter, I prefer, but it really does make a difference in it. Like, all to the girls, there probably will only be one girl probably end up listening to this. Well, all the females that are friends of Martin, you know that if you do wear makeup, because some people are actually quite lucky, and they don't need it, and they have like naturally beautiful skin, so they don't need to buy all the makeup and that, and they look better without it because they obviously don't need it. But the people that are like me and think they do, when my friends say that we don't, you always need it no matter what. That's girly advice to all the girls that are listening. I had like a little girly moment there, just saying.
Nice. No, that's nice. It's nice to have. I, you know, several of my, past podcast guests have been girls. I've got pretty good.
You had Pret a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. There's no bigger girl than Pret.
I mean, have you heard about him on King of the Web? For the past few months, he's been running for Beauty and Style Queen.
Right.
I thought that would be you, Uncle Sam.
Nope.
I did teach you about it.
Yeah, you should run for it. I'm sure you'd get, like, all of 2 votes.
I know, right?
I'd vote for you. You'd get 3, then. Like, yeah, that's good.
I'm, like, totally beautiful.
You get 10 votes a day, so you'd get 30 votes. And it wouldn't be for me, because I'd much rather vote for Pret.
Like, I don't blame you, because I have a photo of me on this roller coaster, and, like, my hair's just gone all up, and I basically look like Jed Wood. Literally. My hair.
I would like to see this.
I have it. It's like literally this photo is like literally staring me in the face. Just me with my hair all up.
Oh, well done. Nice.
I was so proud of myself.
I like how I have no photos of myself in my room. It's like.
Yeah, I don't really have that many photos of myself out.
I have more like posters of people with no shirts on. An entire wall covered in like wrestling posters.
Oh, awesome, awesome. This was one thing that I did want to talk to you about, but I haven't really had a chance to yet. I did have a look through your Twitter stuff, and it's flooded with all of these tweets at wrestlers.
Yeah.
Who are your favourite wrestlers at the moment?
Miz. All this stuff is going to go straight over your head if you don't watch it, but...
Well, I do, because he's having a face push. They're pushing him as a good guy now.
Miz, yeah. Miz, Punk, Ziggler.
Cool. Dolph Ziggler is one of my favourites. He's so good at being a bad guy.
He's like, I thought they were going to turn him face when he split up with Jack Swagger.
Yeah, but no, it's him. He doesn't want to be a face. He doesn't want to be the good guy. He wants to be the bad guy because he's really bloody good at it. He's really good at it.
I really like this storyline with AJ, though. That is amazing. Oh.
That's cool.
I like David Hay.
That's boxing.
That's, yeah, slightly different. Right. But, yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm not into this stuff. I don't, like, watch sports or anything. I'm not a sporty person.
Fight in a ring, it's the same thing.
I wouldn't really describe, professional wrestling as sport, though. It's just entertainment.
Actual wrestling is a sport, though.
Actual wrestling is, yeah.
I was watching it when it was when the Olympics were on.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, I don't know how people do that. It's like, you roll them down onto their shoulders, and then the easiest way to pin their shoulders down is to roll over. But then if your shoulders get put down, then you lose a point.
So it's crazy.
You have to hold your shoulders up with your neck as you're rolling over. It's like, how do they do that?
It's crazy. It's crazy. But they train, like, super hard. Every day, and it's a grueling workout that wrestlers do as well. It's amazing. I can't do it because I'm extremely unfit. But
I've been trying to like get in shape, but then I'm just like, I'll do it for like 5 minutes and like, ooh, Nerdcube's uploaded a new video.
See, I haven't watched any of those. I've got to watch.
In 10 minutes, I must go feast on pizza.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We've got to start wrapping this up anyway.
There's something that I wanted to ask. Okay, in a zombie apocalypse, who would you have on your zombie team? Like, who would you want to survive the zombie apocalypse with?
I would want Lee Everett off The Walking Dead, Clementine off The Walking Dead, who is actually 9 years old but can shoot a gun and is really badass. And then I'd probably have Coach off Left 4 Dead and probably Krista and Omid off The Walking Dead as well.
Nice. I'd have my girlfriend there because, you know...
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend. I know, amazing. As amazing as it sounds, I actually convinced somebody that, you know, to go out with me. I don't know how I did it, but yeah. I'd have her, and I don't know. That's about it, really. I'm a bit of a loner, so all of my friends. I just want all my friends there, because they're really funny.
I wouldn't care about any of my friends. I'd have FPS Washer, Crazy Russian Hacker, and George Bragg, Because I'm assuming you know who FPS Russia is.
No. I know who FPS Doug is, but not that.
FPS Russia, he's like the Russian dude who has like a house.
Oh, yeah.
And like explosives and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, like massive acres of land where he like records videos of like him blowing stuff up.
Oh, yeah. No. My friend showed me some of that. Yes. No, I do know what you mean. Yeah.
I'd have him. Crazy Russian Hacker, which is like this another Russian dude who I think is a cop, but I'm not sure. Because he's got this like belt that, like, you know, like cops have these belts for like ammo clips and peppers, yeah. Handcuffs. He's got one of those, but like he's never actually said that he's a cop. he like makes all these like, he can make a Pepsi can into an oven.
Wow.
He can open any sort of padlock with a Pepsi can.
Is he sponsored by Pepsi at all? Is that?
No, he just really likes Pepsi. he can turn a 9-volt battery into a bunch of AAAs.
Wow.
But he literally just gets pliers, opens it up, and puts tinfoil on either end.
That is crazy. Yeah, you definitely need this guy. Yeah.
He does like all like stuff like how to survive zombie apocalypse. And, well, he's Russian, so how can you go wrong?
I'd also pick PewDiePie. I forgot about PewDiePie.
No, that's the worst person to have, because he'd
hear... No, he's proper
and then put
awesome.
Zombies to kill you.
He has a little cute dog, and he hates barrels. And
barrels!
He has Stefano. Stefano will guide us through the zombie apocalypse.
I like PewDiePie, and I like Tobuscus as well. I'd have Tobuscus there.
Tobuscus is mean to Clementine on The Walking Dead. He's like, no. But then he says mean stuff, but he clicks on the nice stuff. You know what I mean? I like really hate him for that. No.
Aww.
Clementine's only 9.
Well, yeah.
He bores me.
That's all right. You know, it's whatever you like, really. That's you know, it's all good. Mm. You can't all like the same things, because otherwise it would be really boring.
Yeah, like you'd have now to talk about, like you'd have now to debate about or anything like that.
Nice word, well done. But anyway, on that note, we are going to bring this podcast to an end. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much for coming on. This was lovely. I had a really nice chat. It was really good. You're both really nice people.
Thank you.
That's right, lovely. So, yeah, if you want to say goodbye, and then we'll finish.
Goodbye, everybody.
Can I copy off the Yorks cast and say, see you later, shitlords?
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you very much, and goodbye.